Yes.
Yeah, okay. Just hold. I'm going to call
her. Start over.
Enrollment broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, if you are an applicant or authorized representative, please. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to paieb@ma- Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Anna. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Hi, Anna. This is Abigail from Family First Care, and I'm on the phone with Rochelle White. We're calling in about a patient.
No problem. And can I please have the applicant's first and last name?
It's Jill Griffin.
Jill Griffin, thank you. And to protect her privacy, I do want to let you know that I have to verify that I'm speaking with the correct person, and I need to obtain personal information. And please note that we will not speak to anyone about the case without verbal or written permission. And can I please have Ms. Jill's date of birth?
Yes, it's 5/18. Yes, sorry, Rochelle, you can speak.
No, go ahead, because you probably have it written down, and I'm going off of my...
Yeah, okay. It's 5/18/54.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Rochelle, can I have you verify Ms. Jill's address, please?
250 North Main Street. Spring City, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. And can you also verify the city, state, and zip code, please?
Spring City, Pennsylvania. And I do not know the zip code offhand.
It's 19475.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Rochelle, I do see that you're listed as an authorized representative. Could you verify your phone number, please?
484-919-1205.
Thank you. And do I have your permission to speak regarding Ms. Jill's case while Ms. Abigail is also on the line?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And how can I help you today?
Okay, we wanted to know why Jill wasn't approved for services through Maximus.
Okay, let me one moment.
Thank you so much.
Okay, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I review the case?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for holding. So I did go ahead and review Ms. Jill's case. So she was found clinically ineligible. So the information that we reviewed by our medical review did deem her clinically ineligible. So she should be receiving a letter in the mail shortly, giving her all the specific information as to why that was. And it would also have an appeal form on the bottom of those papers that she will be receiving that she can submit if she does not agree with that decision.
Well, okay. I don't agree with that decision, so I probably will. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, Rochelle, so you do you have the letter still?
No, I'll have to go up there and get it.
Okay, but she still has it there. She, I'm saying you... You still can look back at it.
Right.
Okay.
Any way you can note on the account that I plan to appeal?
Yes, absolutely.
Jill and I don't live, we don't live together, so I have to go get the letter.
Okay, okay. No problem. Did you need me to send that to a different address?
I can still ride to her house. I don't, you know, want to have you send out extra. That's going to take longer. But if you would just note on the account that I plan to appeal. Because I am really curious as to when the doctor said she last saw Jill. And when did she see Jill before that? Over 2 years, she saw her one time. So I don't think she's in any position to be saying if Jill's qualified or not for the services.
Okay, Ms. Rochelle. So, yeah, so you would just need to complete that form that is on the
papers
that are knit there.
And I would like to know why you would even not ask any of those type of questions.
I'm sorry, do you mind repeating that?
I said, I don't understand why the clinical person would not ask the doctor when was the last time she saw Jill.
Yes, so the way that
But I will find out when I will find out when we appeal.
Okay, Ms. Rochelle, no problem. So again, on that list, go ahead.
It's just not too professional. And it, when somebody's health and wellness is, you know, in need, it's like, I don't know, that procedure, that process, I don't know.
I completely understand, Ms. Rochelle. But yes, on the letter, it will give you information as to what was used to come to this conclusion. But yes, complete that form, and I will go ahead and note on the case that you do wish to appeal. And if you do have any further
questions, Abigail, did you want to ask her anything?
That's okay. There's not much we can do, but we would have to do the appeal if that's the only option here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I heard that, I said that I'm going to appeal that, and it really, really doesn't make sense to me. So they're going to have to tell me, explain that one.
Yes, Ms. Rochelle.
I do have plans for the new... Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, Ms. Rochelle. Go ahead.
No. I was getting ready to let Abigail know something because I do have plans for like New Year's and New Year's Eve, but I will try to go get that letter.
Okay, the appeal letter? Oh, no, the letter from that you received from Maximus as to why she wasn't approved.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that the lady were on the phone with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe that's what Jill was
Maybe
trying
Jill
to tell me.
Maybe Jill can lead it to you.
No, somebody was there with her. And she just was like,
okay.
I have a letter here, and I asked her to ask them to read it. And it was what I said, that they said that she's not going to have, she was denied the services.
Okay, and again, Ms. Rochelle, if you cannot get that letter, I can get it mailed out to a different address if you need that, or I could also get it emailed to you if that helps.
You can email it.
You want me to email it to you? No problem. What is your email address?
RW Scorpio. Which is Scorpio, the number 1@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so you're emailing Rochelle the letter. The denial letter, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Are you able to tell us now? I mean, the reason was that she wasn't clinically approved, which means she wasn't physically approved. So.
Yeah. So this was based on the physician certification form and the functional eligibility determination from the Area Agency on Aging. So they both deemed her clinically ineligible for this waiver, that she did not meet the level of care. So that is the reason why she got that denial.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so I did go ahead and put in the request to get that sent over to you, Ms. Rochelle, to your email. So you should be receiving it within the next 24 hours, business hours. And if you do have any questions, you could reach out to us, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
No problem. Do you have any other questions for me at the moment?
That's okay. Thank you.
No problem. And... We're here to provide additional beneficiary support if it's needed, and if there are complaints or grievances, please give us a call. And if there are no further questions, would you like to participate in a survey at the end of the call?
That's okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. And thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Have a great day and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Rochelle.
Yes.
Okay.
I can send you a copy of that when it comes.
Okay. Amazing. Fine. Okay, so we'll be in touch, okay?
All righty. Young lady,
take
you
care.
Have a happy New Year's also.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.